Welcome to Radio Oldie, brought to you by Bailey Gifford. This is a recording from the monthly Oldie Literary Lunch at the National Liberal Club. To book a ticket, please go to www.theoldie.co.uk/lunches. Our next speaker is a great friend of the Oldie. Tom Hodgkinson is the editor of the Idler, but much more important than that, he's our town mouse columnist in the Oldie. He's written several bestsellers, How to Be Idle, How to Be Free, and his new book is How to Live Like a Stoic, a Handbook for Happiness. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Hodgkinson.
Thanks, Harry. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom, town mouse columnist in the Oldie, as Harry has just mentioned. And I have a journalistic mother, Liz, who also writes for the Oldie. And she's here. And I guess I wanted to say hi, Mum. Talk about my mum for a little bit, and you'll see why I had to spend 2 years studying the Stoics. I'm going to tell you a few lines of hers from over the years and why my brother and I have had to develop a very sort of hard outer shell. And this has been quite a good thing, actually, to live in the world, to be trained by your mother to put up with hardship. We've heard about the Daily Mail. Well, my mum's an enthusiastic contributor to the Daily Mail, and it's very sort of honest. Maybe a little bit too honest about her family life and her thoughts, and reporting on the things that happened to her. In our 20s, my brother and I were quite horrified to pick up a copy of Woman's Own with an article, Liz Hodgkinson, Why I Had My Breasts Enlarged at the Age of 54. And if that wasn't bad enough, we opened it up to find before and after pictures, ladies and gentlemen. We've just been hearing Prue talk about oldies and love. One of my mum's Daily Mail headlines. I'm going to read out a few of them now. We wouldn't know about these things until you might see them in the supermarket. Or my brother would ring up and say, "Have you seen the Daily Mail? Oh my God, what's she done now?" Think you can't have a sex life past 70? Think again. I'm not quite sure what this one referred to. When my mum wrote, didn't tell me about this, why I refuse to celebrate my son's birthday and see my grandchildren's celebrations as an annual chore. Thanks, Mum. Her boozing comes up here. Over 70, and yes, I admit I can't live without alcohol. As the number of older women treated for alcoholism soars, a startlingly frank confession. Thanks, Mum. 5 years later, at 75, she's still at it. I went into the newsagent and saw the Daily Mail, and above the fold was a huge picture of her, alongside this headline. Why do men find me more desirable at 75 than ever? Liz Hodgkinson said that when once it was older men chasing younger women, now it's attractive, successful older ladies like her who are fighting off suitors. You might be wondering what happened to my poor old dad in all of this. Well, they were divorced. They were divorced when I was about 19. And Mum quite recently wrote an article about that. The 104-year-old woman who broke up my marriage. Okay. What was going on there? Well, that's a reference to the fact that rather than stay married to my mum, my dad ran off to join a meditating sect, a celibate sect run by Indian women, and became a monk and moved to a monastery in Oxford, where he's lived for the last 45 years. And my mum says he hasn't had sex since 1986. There was another time about 8 or 9 years ago when I was raising money for our magazine, The Idler, which Harry mentioned. We had a target of something like 100 grand or 150 grand to raise for investors. This is a very stressful process. It was quite sort of poverty making actually for us, my wife and me. And in the middle of it, one of the investors rang up and said, Tom, I don't think you should look at the Daily Mail today. And I was like, oh my God, what's she done now? Why is it that my 45-year-old son is still so bad with money? This is when I was just trying to persuade an investor to give us £50,000 to invest in our company. More recently, I had our 21-year-old son had a wild party in our house, which slightly trashed the house. I rang up Mum and had a chat about it. She commiserated. 3 days later, you open the Daily Mail. It's karma. 40 years ago, my son trashed our house with a wild party. This is what happened when his kids threw their own celebration, and I don't feel an ounce of sympathy. How to live like a stoic, a handbook for happiness. Well, what I tried to do in the book was to... There were lots of books about stoicism. Most of them are sort of a bit kind of American. They take this stoic philosophy and turn it into a sort of technique for getting money and sex and so on and power. In fact, it wasn't really about that. And I went back and read the original text of what I call the Seven Stoics. And this book is kind of semi-educational. What I really found out was the original Stoic was pre-Stoic, and it was Socrates. So Socrates, who lived in the 4th, 5th century AD in Athens... BC. BC, sorry. Thank you, Harry. My learned colleague here has been learning correctly. I did send Harry the manuscript. I didn't make any mistakes like that. BC, of course. So Socrates, he was... I identify with him. He was really annoying. He had a... His friend said, you know, how on earth could you put up with this wife of yours, Xanthippe? I mean, he's so sort of horrifically sort of shrewish and angry. And it's true that, you know, he'd be teaching his... He was, you know, as you probably know, he's basically sort of gay, although he was married. He liked nothing better than to sit around in the wrestling schools with young men half his age, unshaven, beautiful boys, who came to the wrestling schools with their assistants, their servants or slaves. And Socrates said, oh, you know, I've always had an eye for the beautiful young men. He was in love with Alcibiades, who was the famous general of Athens, who was half his age and that fought together. But he also had his wife, Xanthippe, who, they argued, but she had a good reason to argue with him. He never earned any money. He spent all his time hanging around with young men half his age in the wrestling schools, watching them wrestle naked. He actually wrestled naked with Alcibiades. Alcibiades once gave him a seed cake. He took the seed cake home and Xanthippe trod all over it with her feet in a sort of fit of jealousy. But he said, well, if this my shrewish wife who will attack me in the marketplace and tear off my threadbare cloak... She helps me to become, you know, philosophical. So this idea of being philosophical was almost invented by Socrates and picked up by the Stoics later. Philosophy means I am not wise. It means I would like to be wise, because it means philo, love, sophos, wisdom. And Socrates was fighting against the so-called sophists of the time, the teachers. He went around teaching the young men of Athens how to comport themselves in the law courts, but charged a lot of money for this teaching. And they said they were wise, but Socrates, as the oracle at Adelphi said, is the wisest man in Athens because he knows that he knows nothing. And he said, you know, I'm actually incredibly sort of ignorant, but I'm moving towards wisdom. People said also, you know, people spat at him in the street because he was annoying. The most terrible thing that happened to him was his death. He was condemned to death by a jury of 501, who voted 280 to 221 in favour of having him killed. The case against him had been brought, which was an accusation of impiety, worshipping false gods, and corrupting the morals of the young men of Athens. And he was sentenced to death. He had about a month in prison and then drank the hemlock, and he was 70. His final act of kind of stoic cheerfulness was remaining amazingly cheerful
in the face of his impending death. All his friends came to visit him in the jail. They were weeping and sobbing, including Xanthippe. He said, "What's the problem? I'm a philosopher. I believe in the soul and the existence of the soul. And what will be, will be. I've been condemned to death. I'm not going to run away." He could have run away. His aristocratic friends offered to, you know, free him from jail and take him to a distant island. But he put up with his death amazingly cheerfully. He died. And then in the subsequent 100 years, six schools of philosophy sprang up in his wake, all more or less inspired by him. And the Stoics is one of these. The Stoics were formed by Zeno, who was shipwrecked in Athens. He was from a Phoenician colony, I think. And this is a very bad thing to happen to him, a catastrophe and a disaster, which he turned into something good. And that's kind of at the basis of Stoic philosophy, that everything that happens to us is sort of meant to happen. And another thing about him, just to conclude, that I wanted to bring out in the book, is their sort of mysticism. Again, which they picked up from Socrates. Socrates has actually been, he's known as a sort of rationalist, you know, pagan philosopher. He was actually very mystical. He believed in God and the gods. He believed he had a demon who spoke to him, a sort of familiar on his shoulder, who was a sort of messenger from the gods to him. And he used to go into trances for long periods. So he had a sort of mystical aura, almost kind of pre-Christian, a sort of monk-like mystic. And the Stoics picked up on this, and Zeno as well believed in what they called the Logos, which is a word that would obviously go on to be used in the Bible. Logos, the way. So everything for them is predetermined, and that's why they can put up with hardship so well. And that's why they say all hardship he counts mere training. That's the sort of Stoic way of thinking. So you don't get affected. You don't allow the inner light that sort of shines inside you, as Paul McCartney talks about, to be affected either by the good things or the bad things. You remain supremely indifferent, even to Granny Liz in the Daily Mail. Thank you.
You have been listening to Radio Aldie, brought to you by Bailey Gifford. Why not get 3 trial issues of the Aldie magazine for just £1? Sure you'll enjoy it. We'll then charge you £25.75 for every 6 issues. Just go to checkout.theoldie.co.uk/offers and enter old trial as one word in capitals. That's checkout.theoldie.co.uk/offers and enter old trial.